Last week, Warden of Lenox and Addington County Nathan Townend was part of signing a memorandum of understanding that advocates for continued free trade and bilateral cooperation between Canada and the U.S. The agreement was made between the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus and the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Townend spoke about his time at the conference in Milwaukee.
Whilst I was there, I was able to join Chair Bonnie Clark of EOWC and fellow Warden Brian Ostrander of Northumberland County as we signed an MOU between the EOWC and the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Frankly, it was an inspiring conference, made me very proud to be a municipal politician. As is often the case, municipalities are the ones that's moving the dial on the key economic and environmental challenges we face, and that the commitments are shared on both sides of the border.
Townend noted the work of the initiative and spoke about the focus of this year's conference.
Given the importance of economic and environmental solidarity across the Great Lakes region, particularly at this tumultuous time, and particularly because the EOWC is providing leadership in this regard. So the organization does work to protect and advocate for the environmental and economic vitality of the millions of Canadians, Americans, and First Nations who live within the watersheds of what is the largest freshwater system on Earth, 21% of the world's freshwater resources right here. So this year's conference was focused on equitable and sustainable management of clean freshwater in a time of scarcity. And it was felt by all the conference that now more than ever, bilateral cooperation between Canada and the United States must be strengthened.
Townend also spoke about separate meetings he attended last week with the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus in Toronto.
Last week, I was joined by warden colleagues from across our region in the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus, held Advocacy Day at Queen's Park. They were very productive meetings, which culminated in a multi-minister delegation with the Premier. So these meetings give the EOWC an opportunity to share regional priorities with decision makers across government and the legislature. And they also provide an opportunity for us to hear firsthand what the government's priorities are and how municipalities feature as partners. Obviously, that's important considering we've just had an election.
Townend presented this information as part of his warden's report at this week's council meeting. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.